incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Good.
It's the big USC-UCLA game this weekend.
Yes. In fact, our first guest, Larry, he is rushing to a football game. Larry was on our very first show more than a year ago in September of 2000. He was a former professional international champion, won international titles, and even
in tennis,
and even to Wimbledon. Let's get Larry on the line.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Welcome back to our show.
Hi, Larry.
It's been a long time. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I've had a perfect morning. I've played a couple sets of tennis, and I've got my SC shirt on, and I'm getting ready to go down to the football game.
Okay, tell us what happened to you before you saw me, and why did you come to see me?
Well, the first time that I saw you, I'll never forget, it was a knee problem, and I visited several doctors, orthopedics, and after hearing that I should consider getting a knee replacement and stop playing tennis and this, I went into a tennis friend of mine, and he told me about you, and I says, well, I'll give it a try. And unbelievably, it was after several treatments, I started notice improvement, and you had me back on the tennis court in, you know, just a matter of weeks.
Yes.
And I have no problem with my knee now. I play many times a week, you know, at this time.
In fact, you have a very good knee. You just compete in a national title against former champions, and you won the championship.
Yeah, this was a team championship that they do by age division. It's the United States Tennis Association. It's an annual event. This year it was held in Arizona, and the Southern California team wanted me to play for them, but I said, well, I have an arm problem right now, and I'm not sure that I can. So I kept waiting, and down to the last day, and I said, well, I better go see Dr. Tong.
Yeah. And what did I do to you?
And I went in, Dr. Tong says, no problem. And sure enough, just one treatment, I was 95% better. I called the captain of the team, and I says, I will be there. So we traveled to Arizona, and they came down to the last match against a team from the South, and it came down to our match in the third set, and ended up winning, and my arm held up great all week.
So you undecided to see whether you can play or not because your arm was hurting too much and couldn't serve.
I couldn't serve. It really hurt on my serve, so I was just kind of improvising and kind of just getting the ball in play, and there was no way I could play in that tournament.
You see, I keep telling my people, if something's acute, it's very, very easy to fix. That's why I feel very, very sorry for a professional player that out because of injury, like Santos, and they play
very common.
The pain is very easy to fix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only mistake I made, I shouldn't have waited so long.
Yeah, just
a couple weeks, I should have come in sooner.
Yeah, then you could have even been better.
That's right.
Well, can you tell us what happened, how did they treat you? You had your knee drained many times, cortisone shot many times.
What treatments did you have?
How long have you had that problem before you came to see me first?
I was out of tennis for probably, you know, about a year trying different things, trying strengthening exercises, you know, types of therapy. They drain my knee.
How many times?
Probably four times.
Yeah.
And it kept coming back with the
pain. Yeah, it keeps swelling back up. I had cortisone injections.
How many times?
Several.
Several times?
Several, yeah, and I took medicine orally to try to help. And
yeah. See, all these coupling the symptoms, even if they help, okay, the fluid accumulated in the knee for a reason. There's something wrong underneath, underlying disease that caused the fluid to accumulate. Like you have a leak in a wall that caused the water to bulge out. And you can put the whole fluid and drain it, okay, and stop leaking for a while, but then when the fluid accumulates, it leaks again. That's the same thing you do to young kids with middle ear infection.
They drain the ear.
The symptoms. You never pay a plumber. They come and see a bulging wall and just put a hole through it and say, "No, they're not paying me." Or paying over the water stains.
Yeah, that's amazing. Even when my knee was that bad, I'd play tennis, I just didn't move.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I was able to start moving, and my friend says, what happened?
Yes.
What happened to you?
Yes.
So I told some of them, and you've seen some of my tennis friends since then.
Right. Many of them. And you also have a wrist problem and a neck problem you have for like 30 years.
Right.
So
how's that going?
Well, as far as my wrist problem, that was from an auto accident, and it was actually fused, so I lost a lot of mobility, and I just figured that's it for life. And you kind of treated that on the side when you were treating my knee, and boy, all of a sudden I had more flexibility in my wrist, and I almost had to learn how to hit the ball differently because I've been trying to hit it so stiff for all these years.
That's your right hand. That's your right hand.
My right hand, yeah.
That's a tennis hand.
Yeah.
What about your neck? How's your neck
doing? My neck is also from that same auto accident, and that's been long term. And
how many years?
Oh boy, I can't think that many years. I'm 56 now, so that's too many years. 25 years or something, but it's been very long. And something I just learned to live with, and I don't have pain in it as much now, and you know maybe it's corrected about 80-85%, which is unbelievable. I mean I'm just thrilled and so happier about everything because of it.
Well, one of the reasons why your net thing keeps coming back is because you have a expanding business, and you have to think a lot. You know, the tension, cost. And another reason is because you have an insurance problem. You want to talk about an insurance problem a little bit?
Yeah, and on my neck, and when I come in, I mean, I always get instant relief with it, too. So, I mean, it keeps... Yeah, the insurance has been very frustrating, with Blue Shield of California. They haven't covered my bills, and, Dr. Tong, you've been so... You know, so helpful in extending payments and, you know, helping to work it out for them.
Yeah, you're a good patient. You know, you're a really good person. But let me just kind of summarize a little bit. Even after I get you playing tennis within weeks, they were going to do surgery, which cost insurance a lot of money. They pay for all the cortisone injection, all the draining of the fluid, and all the symptomatic treatment that never get you better.
They would have approved the
list. They pay all those, okay? And then when we get you back on the tennis court, playing with former champion and even winning the championship, they told me that they told us that your treatment's not medically necessary. Listen to this, folks. Okay, that's what's wrong with our country. Okay, and they quoted experts saying that my treatment not necessary. There's no evidence, scientific evidence for treatment like this. No, they want to keep the drug and surgery modality. They don't care about patients. Some of you should read the letter I wrote to Dr. Cederberg.
That's on the website.
It's posted on the website, www.drtongdrtong.com. And I explain how conventional treatment is killing 250,000 people a year. Drug and surgery, legitimate treatments, not mistakes. Kills about 250,000 to 280,000 people a year. Yeah. Anyway,
So Ray, how are you playing tennis now, right? Without any pain in your knee? Is your knee?
Yeah, my knee it's not a problem at all. I mean, that's 100% healed.
Yes.
Incredible.
And that is...
And the most happy, of course, you won the championship.
Oh, isn't that something?
And to be able to do what you love again without pain, I think that is the most rewarding experience.
Yeah, they can't ask for any more than that.
Yes.
Well, we're going to let you get to your game.
Okay. And then Dr. Tom Parker says hi. You know, we're all played on the SCE tennis team, and, you know, he always recalls the help that you've given him in the past, too.
He had obsessive compulsive syndrome. He had to check all the drawers every night before he goes in. And he's a champion in Coronado Fairmont High School. Is he better now?
Oh, he's doing so much better.
Yeah. The culprit was that he was taking too much protein drinks.
Yeah,
that's one of the culprit. And your daughter, how's your daughter doing?
She's doing just fine, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
I treated your daughter for depression.
Yeah, we've got the whole family in there.
Yeah. And all are cure. Okay. Incurable problem or cure. Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
That's great. Right. We'll have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. Nice visiting with you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Larry on our show. He was on our very first show a year ago, September 9th. He was a former Wimbledon contender who had an injury authorized his knee, had considered knee replacements. He did not go for that. Instead, he came to see Dr. Tong, and now he has no knee problems.
Just to show you how good Larry was, now Larry won a national title against a person who beat Arthur Ashe in Africa. Mm-hmm. So Larry was very, very good.
He's a very good tennis player. Okay, why don't we get to Dave? He called last week.
We didn't have time.
I'm trying to finish his story. We want our listeners. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Dave.
Welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Why don't we recap your story last week?
I'll do it again if you'd like.
No problem.
Okay. I've had inflammation in the joints. It's severely difficult getting up out of a chair and sitting down and driving. Getting into a car and getting up out of bed, and shoulders across the back and neck, stiff neck for 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
And lost 30 pounds I didn't need to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a regular doctor, a medical doctor, outside of the HMO situation. I don't like HMO setup.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a lot of blood tests, and he found only one that came up positive, and that was for mycoplasma.
Mm-hmm.
Pneumoniae, mycobacteria pneumoniae, an infectious disease. And he suggested I go see an infectious disease specialist, and they're very expensive, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I suppose I better go through the HMO and probably get referral from the HMO physician. And I went to this HMO physician, and he's a specialist in heart specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see him, and he said I couldn't go to an infectious disease specialist until I went through him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through and looked all these blood tests that I brought in from this other doctor. And he stood up from his chair after examining me for a prostate problem, and I was afraid he was going to say something about my prostate. And he told me right bluntly, after looking at these blood tests, he said, you have colon cancer. And it wasn't funny because I was...
Oh, yeah, it was not funny.
He ordered me to have a colonoscopy after that, which is strange because, you know, the colonoscopy is more... definitive.
It's a diagnostic test.
Yeah.
First step in diagnosis.
It's a shock, and I started thinking about the prostate, and I said, well, how is my prostate? And he said, normal.
Mm.
And I also asked him about what about all of these pains in my joints, and he said, I don't know. He left the room, going to the hospital, one of the big hospitals. He's connected to one of the big hospitals in Southern California. Without giving me any referral to any infectious disease specialist or even a rheumatologist for that matter.
He didn't even give you really a clear explanation of what was going on with you either.
And I just left that office and I have never gone back again.
First of all, a diagnosis of cancer had to be a biopsy, pathological, look under the microscope and identify the cell types before you can say that you have cancer.
Did you say that just looking at your blood test?
Never done.
Even if you feel a lump, okay, that can be just a benign tumor. So a cancer by a physical examination is really fallacious. No, it should not be done to scare people this way.
Right.
I think he was trying to scare me into taking the colonoscopy, which they were on $1,000, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no symptoms of any colon problem, no bleeding, no diarrhea, occasional constipation, but no diarrhea, and no pain in that area, so I don't know. Yeah,
so what are you doing now for your inflammation of your joints?
Oh, that's still going on. I took Vioxx for 1 month, and I stopped because I didn't like the situation, the side effects, and it helped about 50%, but... stiff upper lip. I've been doing that for months, and I haven't taken anything other than just, I took a natural alternative medicine, but it didn't help much. At least you have to take it for months and months and months to get any slight, improvement.
Let me tell you this, you have an appointment with me a few weeks from now. I almost can tell you that over 90% you're going to feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm better.
Hope.
92% of my patients feel better the very first time, very much better. Okay? Which the key is really energy, living energy from your mind and spirit. It's about time that medical profession scientists today recognize that human beings are spiritual, invisible, spiritual vibrations. Their body is just a physical project that we're managing. And when that energy is not going in, you age, you get sick, and finally, not enough energy connected to the body dies. It's a physical death. We are immortal vibrations. We are not just a merely a physical body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why they have so much trouble. Sending you an infectious business, not going to do the job. Okay?
Mm-hmm. We all... Just giving antibiotics.
Yeah, but you don't attack the bugs. Okay? The bacteria overgrow only because your body is out of balance.
Right.
For instance...
You don't compromise.
Yeah, for instance, okay? All our throat have streptococci bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Only the weak ones, the one, the person that the environment get out of balance, that we have strep throat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the flu season, everybody get exposed to the virus.
And not everybody.
Only maybe a small percentage get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So why do you want to attack the virus and not try to reestablish health?
Right.
You stay on the line, you know, I'll explain more on how to establish health, how conventional methods can never improve health.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional medicine are very good for acute critical problems,
right,
but not for health.
Right.
Why don't you stay on the line and listen?
No, thank you, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for calling back, Dave.
You bet.
Okay, good luck to you.
Yeah, of course, our message today to the audience, to the public, is that every degenerate ailment can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
And our mixed patients that follow up, George.
Let's have George on the line. Okay, hey, George.
Hello, Elaine. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Dr. Tom, how are you today?
Great.
George was on our show in October, show number 52, and he actually was a caller before he even came, and
yes,
was diagnosed with emphysema. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
George, where are you from and what do you do?
Okay, I'm down from the San Diego area. Right now I'm retired.
Okay.
And what happened is I first saw Dr. Tom on the 4th of October,
mm-hmm,
at 12 treatments since then.
12 treatments.
And what happened is I cut down half of my usage of my inhalers.
Wow.
That was prior to me from the doctors that I went to before. And as of yesterday, I cut down entirely on my Theadol, which is an internal medication that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
I cut it down entirely. So
yes.
I guess it was a little bit iffy because the first time I've been without that thing in over 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, so what I did is that I said, I'm going to do it anyway. Dr. Tong says, give it a try. So I said, I'll give it a try. It was a little hard yesterday, but it's a lot better today.
Yes, your mm-hmm. body's able to...
That feeling that I needed it.
Yes.
So today, this morning, was not bad at all. So I got up and performed my morning ablutions, and I was okay.
Just try to refresh our memory. Can you tell us a little bit how bad you were for the last 10 years with emphysema? Yeah. You know, at first when you came to see me, you had to stop every few steps to try to catch your breath.
Oh, yes. I couldn't walk. I can walk. I'd say the maximum is maybe about 20 feet.
Yes.
And I'd have to stop and catch my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it got progressively worse from the time I was first diagnosed with this emphysema 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
And every time I went to see a doctor, the doctors did all the tests that they did on me and everything else. They had to do a blood test and a physical test and a breathing test.
Mm-hmm.
And they all said, well, you have this severe case of emphysema and you're going to have to learn to live with it.
Okay, George, how many tests did I do on you before I gave you the first treatment?
Tests that you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, not too many at all. None of that.
None. What do you have to do? None. Zero. Okay? Make sure you say it right. I didn't do any tests on you.
Think of that. We were talking, and I thought maybe you were talking about that being a test.
No tests.
As far as they went through, like breathing tests and all, I had nothing to do with that.
No blood test, no breathing test, no pulmonary function test.
Right.
I just start cheating you.
Also, right, before you had sleeping problems, were you able to take oxygen or have inhalers to sleep?
Yes, I still have oxygen on, but I use that very sparingly now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm sort of weaning myself off completely now.
And you also have weight drop, right? You dropped a lot of weight?
Oh, yes, I did. I used to weigh about 196 pounds,
Mm-hmm.
I dropped down about, I thought I was only about 160, 65, but after I put myself on the scale in your office, I weighed about 151 pounds.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know. Now, I think I'm putting on a pound or two more, but it's not a sudden increase in my weight, but I feel myself getting more solid.
Okay. And another thing is that before the treatment, you could not even lie down.
Oh, that was another thing, too. Yes. When I first came to see you, you were saying that before you gave me that first injection.
Yes.
You said, lie down on the table so I can work with you. And I says, I can't lie down because if I lie down, I won't be able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you try.
Just like the guardian angel come down and took care of something in my foot. He says, try it not. I lie down and I was fine. I could breathe. It was amazing.
Yeah, you tried to lie down before my injection and halfway through before you touch a pillow, you got up because you couldn't breathe.
That's right.
And after a few couple of injections, you were able to breathe.
That's right. It was simply amazing to me. I couldn't see how it could be done that fast, but it was. And
boy, it was really no magic. The magic is just knowing how the mind operate and control the body.
So you gave him an injection of foot and then he could lie down?
A few injections, couple of two or three, and then he was able to lie down. And also, after you were follow up a couple of weeks ago, and afterwards you said that you walked in Home Depot all around.
Oh yeah, what happened was that we had a little bit of a problem with some plumbing fixture downstairs in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Shower to be exact.
Yeah.
So I says, well, I don't feel that bad. Let me go down and see if I can get the part I need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I walked around Home Depot. I walked around, bought the part I needed. It came home and worked on the fixture that I had to put in.
And you sure it's a good thing?
I did it, you know, and I says, it's amazing. I didn't think about it because I wasn't having a problem breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just kept working and doing what I had to do. Before you know it, it was done, man. I says, it's amazing.
When was the last time before this time that you do any house repair?
Oh, 2-3 years at least.
Yeah.
At least that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stayed away from it because I knew if I started a thing, I wouldn't be able to finish it. At least I was afraid I wasn't able to finish it.
Right.
So how are you breathing now compared to before?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I go downstairs and watch television, we have a computer downstairs. Okay, what I used to do, I was hardly able to manage before 5 steps at a time. It's a 15-foot staircase that we have.
Mm-hmm.
15 steps, I should say.
Yes.
Okay, now I walk up the stairs, the 15 steps without stopping once.
Yes.
And that's fabulous for me because I was never able to do that before.
Yes.
Also, what's been happening, I've been using the treadmill. Before I got on the treadmill, I used to use oxygen to get on the treadmill to do some kind of exercising.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing the first time I tried it without the oxygen, and that's only about a week ago.
Yes.
I did 11 minutes on the treadmill, no oxygen.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's incredible.
The second time, and since then, I've been doing 10 minutes on the treadmill, and as a matter of fact, this coming week, I'm going to try it up to about 15 minutes.
More
than you can increase slightly each time.
Yeah, and also how about your oximeters and the oxygen content?
Oh, yes, it's nothing. The oximeter readers that I had before, the very best I was able to do was about an 83-84% of the oxygen in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
I took the oximeter reading, and if I just sit and relax, I get a 92 reading on it.
Wow.
Yes.
And that puts me right up into the area where I should be for not having any kind of emphysema.
This is amazing.
I don't need to do any tests. I just ask you how you do. The tests are wasteful. You know, you treat the patient, you don't treat the test. Frequently, we look at numbers, start treating our cholesterol, treating our blood sugar, and so forth. We treat the patient. Now, is anybody still questioning the fact of my claim that chronic degenerative ailment can be cured?
Yeah.
You are losing the logic, okay? You just have to look at the cases we're presenting.
Well, George, we're running out of time, but we'd like to thank you for joining us again.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Tong.
Oh, you're welcome.
And everything he's done for me.
Yes.
You sound great. Your voice is strong and clear and everything.
You continue to get better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I firmly do believe it.
Okay. Yeah. Have a great weekend, George.
Thank you, and thank you.
Okay.
You have a great weekend also.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Provost with Dr. Tong. That was George on the line. Let's give out our number, 714-556-8664. If you really want to get an appointment, you should call soon, because right now we're booked about 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time.
And we're closing at 2 o'clock today.
Right, so call before 2. Anything else you want to talk about? There's some things...
On the news?
In the news, there's in the newspaper, November 15th, there's a heading in the Orange County Register that antibiotics are growing less effective, and doctors are warning people to... be wary of taking antibiotics for...
What does your warning do? Okay, you could use... What solution do you have? You have no solution, okay? While awareness and talking about doesn't solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, three people are now not responding to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we say Cipro, we see the new class of antibiotics. We're going to be... become infected in no time.
Right, and I think the key is to strengthen everyone's immune system, especially
with
the
biotech
and
scaring
now.
Right, and to strengthen the body's... immunity, you have to use something that body uses.
Right.
The body never uses drugs.
Exactly.
And you have to restore order, not interfere order like hormone replacements.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tom during the week for a free quick phone consultation. Or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Call us today before 2. We are located at 2790 Harvard Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on K-Bright, AM 740. This is Elaine, say goodbye and have a great weekend.
You're listening to The Bright Life of Southern California. K-Bright, AM 740.
KBRT, Avalon.
It's hard to find new morning papers.